أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Continuing with our look at the life of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم, we find that we've reached a stage where persecution is absolutely stepped up. Despite all these disappointments and persecutions, Islam was spreading to other tribes, although slowly and not on a grand scale. You see, the Quraysh were doing their very best to stifle the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and when tribes from all corners of Arabia flocked to Mecca during the time of the annual pilgrimage as such, the Quraysh, especially Abu Lahab and Abu Jahl, used to post themselves outside the city to warn those who were coming, saying that we have a infidel who has been born in our city and he dishonors our idols and he speaks ill of Lat and Uzza. Don't listen to him. See, that caused more curiosity and they wanted to know more about this person. There was someone, a young man who narrates that when I was young, I used to hear from the people going to Mecca that the person claiming prophethood had been born there. And he said so many people laughed at this. But he says that he particularly goes to Mecca just to learn about what it was that was riling people so much, that was really stirring people so much. Tufayl ibn Amr, he was from the tribe of Dos. He was a famous poet. And when he met Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was so enthralled by the words of the Quran when they were recited to him that he accepted Islam instantly. And he was able to get quite a few people from his tribe to convert. And when some of them were not being very conducive to him, he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who raised his hands and said, "Ya Allah, guide the people of Dawes and send them to me as Muslims." And it wasn't long before the entire tribe had accepted Islam. We find Abu Dhar from the tribe of Ghifar. He was one, when he heard about the Prophet, came to Mecca, stayed there for 3 days. And as soon as he met Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he stood in front of the Kaaba and said, "La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, there is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah." And he was really beaten up by the Quraysh. It was Abbas who came to his rescue, reminding the Quraysh that their trade caravans passed through routes under the control of the tribe of Abu Dhar. And when he returned to his tribe, about half of his tribesmen accepted Islam. And soon after, the Ghifars were all converted and on friendly terms with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now this news that was spreading, he found that there was a deputation of about 20 Christians from Nazareth who came and embraced Islam in the year 621 of the Common Era. You also find that the message had spread to Yathrib. Yathrib is what is now Medina, and this is where the Prophet's father is buried. Well, 6 people from Yathrib who had heard Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to Mecca, and they actually met the Prophet at a mountain pass called Aqaba, and they met him there, and they took a pledge from him. And the pledge was, "We will not associate anything with Allah. We will neither steal nor commit adultery. We will not kill our children. We will abstain from slander. We will obey the Prophet in everything. And we will be faithful to him in happy times and sad times." When they went back, the Prophet sent with them Mu'sab ibn Umair, a grandson of Hashim, and Abdullah ibn Umm Maktum. And these were sent to teach the people of Yathrib Quran and the fundamentals of Islam. And we find that the next year there were 12 people who came to Aqaba, and they took a pledge to uphold the values that were taught by Rasulullah. A year later, 73 men and 2 women came to take the same pledge, and this is known as the second pledge of Aqaba. But this period between the first and second pledges, we find, was anxious waiting, because the Meccans sternly adamant, the people of Taif rejected the Prophet, the mission making a slow progress. And it was very difficult for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The times were very, very hard. And then we find on the 27th of Rajab, in the Common Era 622, 12 years after Ba'athat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala invites the Prophet to a journey to the heavens. And this journey is the journey of Mi'raj, an awesome aspect in the life of a most awesome man.
ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.